3. Legendary Figures. Track 3.1. Listen to one of the anecdotes of Ataturk and match the information with the characters.
It was when Ataturk was the president of the newborn Turkish Republic. Turkish women had just started to have their own careers. Süreyya Ayolu, the first female lawyer of Turkey, was one of them. She was working at the Ministry of Justice just after her graduation from the Faculty of Law. Süreyya had to have her homemade sandwiches for lunch, although there was the Istanbul restaurant near her office. Unfortunately, only men could eat there because women couldn't go to a restaurant at those times. One day, bored of eating sandwiches, she decided to go to Istanbul restaurant and had her lunch under the curious eyes. In a very short time, rumors started. Prime Minister Rauf Orbay asked Süreyya's father, Ahmet Ayolu, to warn his daughter not to eat out again. A few days later, Ataturk and his wife came to Ayolu's house for dinner. While the men were talking about the achievements of Turkish women, Ataturk noticed that Süreyya was quite upset. He asked,
"Don't you like your job, my dear?"
"No, I love it, but the Prime Minister was angry since I went to the restaurant for lunch,"
she answered. She thought Ataturk would understand her. However, Ataturk's answer was even more upsetting.
"He is right. You shouldn't go there,"
he said. The next day, while Süreyya was working in her office, Ataturk's aide, Salih Bozak, came and said,
"Get ready, Süreyya. Pasha will take you out to lunch."
Excited, Süreyya followed the aide and got into Ataturk's car waiting for her.
"Today, I'm taking you home to have lunch with me and my wife. Latifa Hanım is at home, waiting for you,"
Ataturk said. On the way, Ataturk stopped the car at Istanbul restaurant and said loudly,
"Süreyya is with me for lunch today, but she will come and have her lunch here tomorrow."
When Süreyya went to the restaurant for lunch the next day, she was shocked to see many deputies having lunch with their wives. It was because Ataturk called them the night before and asked to take their wives to Istanbul restaurant. From that day on, thanks to Ataturk's thoughtful and democratic behavior, women could eat out comfortably.